Hi, this is Adam Chartoff for Film Wax Radio. We're coming from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. Today we are speaking with filmmaker Sean Gallagher, who has a film in the festival called Good Night. It's a narrative feature, and it stars, among a number of actors in the ensemble, Johnny Mars, who is an Austin-based actor and filmmaker in his own right. Welcome, Sean Gallagher and Johnny Mars, to Film Wax Radio. We're sitting with the Good Night filmmaker, Sean Gallagher. And
hello.
Hi, Sean. And one of its the film's principal stars, Johnny Mars.
What's up, dude?
Good to meet you.
Yes.
Right, even if we haven't met, I don't know, but it's great.
I feel like we have.
It's very possible.
Maybe just in my dreams, even.
How many films are you in at South by Southwest?
Seven. Four features and three shorts.
Is that true?
It's not a lie. It's in print. Have you not seen the actor bingo card? It's a true story. I'm not making this up. Yeah, it's in the Austin Chronicle. They made an actor bingo card, and I got called out for being in too many movies. They use my face.
We're going to come to you, Sean, in a moment, and of course talk about Good Night. But what drives you then? Do you have a hard time saying no? Is it that level of camaraderie? There are good projects.
I'm a masochist. I would just start off by saying, ultimately, this is a culmination of many years of work that just all finished at the same time.
Okay.
So it's an astounding achievement to have one thing at a festival, much less seven. I've plateaued officially. I think it's only downhill from here. But I do say no, honestly. But in the spirit of filmmaking in Austin, my friends called me and offered me opportunities, and most often I jump at the chance. And this is seven examples of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, this film that you said yes to, fortunately, is called Good Night, and it's directed by Sean Gallagher, who's here. And it's very much an ensemble film.
Yes, it is. That's probably the heart of the movie.
Because it's about friendship.
Yes, very much so, about friendship and love and mm-hmm. loss and fear and all sorts of things.
Right, which if as you age and as friendships deepen as lives become more nuanced and complicated, the subject of death is unavoidable, right?
Literally, it's unavoidable for all
Wait
of us.
Wait a minute. Go ahead.
I got something
We've been
to break
talking
to
about
you.
This all week.
It is very much about the friends, because the friends are all in different places in their mm-hmm. life, headed in different directions. So her revelation should kind of stand as kind of a counterpoint to these other ways that you might go about in your life. Mm-hmm. And so the friendship is very much the connection and the reason, but hopefully people are thinking about other things as well when they're looking at it.
Give us a small synopsis of the film.
Good Night is about a party. There's a couple who are holding a dinner party in honor of her 29th birthday.
Right.
They invite some friends over, a lot of people they haven't seen in a while, but her really good friends. They have dinner. They're kind of, it's a little awkward as they get used to each other again. And then after dinner, they notice they feel a bit strange, and she makes an announcement that completely shocks them. Yeah. And so the movie is what happens at this house and that night. It starts at sundown and ends at sunrise.
Right. Though it is only roughly in maybe 80 minutes or so.
Yeah, it's not real time. No, it's not a Warhol movie.
Or I don't know if you saw the Sam Neill film. It was called Almost in Love, which is was two long takes. The first one was during sunset, and then the second was during sunrise.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. Alex was That's a great time. Idea for a movie.
Yeah, it was very good. It was very good. Johnny, how'd you get wind of this particular project, and what did you make of this character?
Yeah, Sean and I have known each other. I met Sean when he was 16 years old. He went to high school with my little brother, and they made movies together. And one day my little brother came into the house and said, "Hey, you want to mm-hmm. see something I made?" And I said, "Yeah." And he put it in, and it was this incredible little short film called Nightingale. And I said, "Who made this?" And it starred my brother. And he said, "Oh, me and my friend Sean." And I said, "I want to meet this kid Sean." Mm-hmm. And I met him, and I was intrigued by him. And we stayed friends, and we made short films along the way. And he's like a brother, man. He's family, and he's a colleague. And he pitched me this movie. in my backyard in Dallas in 2000. And he then set out to thoroughly research it. And he wrote a novella, and then he adapted that novella into the screenplay. And him and I shook hands on January 3rd, 2009 to try to make this movie.
Wow.
And we've been doing it ever since. And the world premiere is tomorrow, March 11th, 2013.
Right here at South by Southwest.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of... This was a hard movie to make. It almost literally killed both of us independently of each other. And that's a true story.
What is it? Well, yeah. Sean, tell us why. Why was it such a tough experience?
Well, I think everything is tough about it when you make your first feature. There's a filmmaker named Jean-Pierre Melville, and I was on an interview with him.
He's a Jewish guy?
He's famous. Yeah, he is. He said in an interview one time he believed that your first film should be made with your own blood. And I think that's what we had to do. Like, you're not doing it with money. You're not doing it because everyone's like, hey, you're cool. Can I offer you some help? Mm-hmm. I'd love to subjugate myself to you for a while and do whatever you want. Like, instead, you're hustling. Mm-hmm. You're rounding people up. You're learning. Mm-hmm. We made a lot of mistakes, or at least went down pathways that ended up not bearing any fruit, so to speak. And then we had to regroup, come up with a new plan. And that happened a lot. And so just as you, like, the difficulty in writing a script is very different than the difficulty in trying to produce it.
Yes.
Or direct it, and then very different in editing it and putting it together, and then very different in trying to promote it and get people to see it. And each one of those skill sets, they're not totally connected. The only thing connecting those is the movie. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of, each time you start over, I mean, I can see that's why there's a whole industry built up around it, and there's not usually just a couple people who do the whole thing.
Yeah. The name of the film is Good Night. It's going to have its world premiere here at the South by Southwest Film Festival. Talk about some of the other cast members, too, because it's such an ensemble, as we said.
I'll pass this off to you. Vicky Boone has a lot to do with this.
Yeah, we cast the movie with Vicky Boone. She's an Austin casting director.
Oh, I see. She must be very busy.
Yeah, she's one of the casting directors on Tree of Life. And she does lots of theater, lots of commercials, lots of stuff in town. Anyone, in my opinion, who gets to work with her is a lucky person. But she helped us cast maybe about a third of it.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote two parts with the actual people in mind, hoping they would do it.
Yeah.
The lead that Johnny plays, and then the character of Charlie, played by Todd Berger.
Oh, yes.
And Todd Berger is a writer-director as well. He's a great actor and a dear friend.
Yeah.
And those two parts, I was hoping they'd say yeah, but I didn't know. Vicky turned me on to Adrian, Jason Newman, Laura Clifton. I went to high school.
Chris?
Oh, say that again.
Well, Chris we knew.
Yeah, well, everybody knows Chris, right?
Yeah,
we
sat Chris up Quebec. Late at night with him. He's a friend of mine, a very good friend. So I didn't, technically he won that part through casting with Vicky, but he was already a very good friend when he came in.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny found, once we teamed up as producers, he found Parissa Fakhari, and he's actually the one who recommended Alex Karpovsky. And then there was another actress named Samantha Thompson, who had been in another movie. She's fantastic, that we had done. Elizabeth Riley was a coworker. Jeff Benson, I went to school with as well.
Nice.
And, yeah.
Did you workshop this at all? It's obviously, I was just wondering how you achieved the synergy of an ensemble.
We all lived, part of it was when each actor was cast, I worked with them just slightly to develop their own character independent of everyone else. Then when we got together, everyone already kind of had done a lot of personal work on what they were.
Right.
And then it would become more about like learning how to socialize, develop chemistry, develop trust.
Yeah.
We had 3 days of rehearsal.
Okay.
And it was really more about getting everyone comfortable with each other than in like, you know, getting the scene right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I thought that they were good enough that if they were comfortable and believed in it, we'd get it right when it was time to shoot it. Once we would shoot it, the method was to do long takes and to allow a combination of the script and also to allow improvisation as well. Yeah, and then we lived there
the
as
house.
Well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes a big difference.
It does, because we're eating together.
Sure.
We're drinking together. We're always around each other. For 2 weeks, it was like the Twilight Zone.
Great, yeah. No, it shows in the film. It really works. It works as an ensemble film and on many levels.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. That makes me feel good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Good. Thank you.
Sorry. So it's called Good Night. The filmmaker is Sean Gallagher, and also joined by Johnny Mars, filmmaker and actor. Thank you guys a lot for coming by and doing the show.
Thank you.
This is Adam Shartoff, host of FilmWax Radio, the independent film talk show, Wednesday nights, 6:30 to 7:30 on BeBoxRadio.com.